at what we call the conference room.
Last week, by the large cross on Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville, a collection of pastors, priests, ministers, and representatives from area nonprofit organizations announced the Northwest Arkansas Sanctuary Network, a partnership pledging to stand with immigrants who are threatened by deportation for reasons that are termed unfair by the new group. Pastor Clint Schneckloth, lead pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville and a frequent guest on Ozarks at Large, announced the intentions of the organizations.
Members of the coalition pledged to stay engaged in the short term by providing a safe harbor for immigrant neighbors or supporting those faith communities who are providing shelter. For the long term, coalition supporters are united in advocacy efforts that can bring comprehensive immigration reform to this country.
Some of the congregations currently open for sanctuary include Good Shepherd and St. Paul's Episcopal and Rolling Hills Baptist in Fayetteville and All Saints Episcopal in Bentonville. Reverend Sarah Milford with All Saints says more than half of the congregation there is from outside of the contiguous United States, mostly from Central America.
To think that any one of them could be susceptible to deportation or harassment or prejudice or anything that happens to people of color was just not how we uphold the dignity of our fellow human beings and our neighbors. And so it's just a no-brainer.
The official statement handed out at the press conference last week expresses a goal of also working for public awareness of who is in sanctuary, why they are there, and what can be done about their cases. Caleb Graves, the student and community minister at Rolling Hills Baptist Church in Fayetteville, says it was important for his congregation to support the program.
We have a number of people that we minister to on a regular basis who are part of the Hispanic community, including many that we know of who are undocumented. It would be hypocritical of us and a double face to be willing to minister publicly in a way that's easy and then turn around when somebody came to us for sanctuary and for help to simply turn them away.
The pledge created by the Northwest Arkansas New Sanctuary Network can be found at nwasanctuary.org. And just ahead on Ozarks, the ever-evolving relationship between church and state.
Why did they flee England? The established church. So they come to America to establish religious freedom. And what did they immediately do? They established a church.
A preview of an Honors College seminar about church and state begins in under a minute on Ozarks at Large.